Good morning. We are talking on the Takeaway this morning about the release of 200. Well, WikiLeaks has more than 250,000 cable messages between the United States State Department and other international diplomats, and they're releasing those now. They've appeared in the New York Times and in the UK's Guardian newspaper there. Look at the backroom dealings among diplomats, some of them expected to be very embarrassing to the United States State Department. Todd Zwillick is with me all morning long. He's filling in for John Hockenberry this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste.
And also joining us from London is Mark Stevens. He's a lawyer who's worked for the WikiLeaks organization in the past. He's a partner with Finer Stevens Innocent. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Celeste.
Let me be clear. You have acted for WikiLeaks in the past, but you are can't tell us if you're reacting for them right now.
Well, I've certainly advised them in the past, that's for sure.
Well, then you must have thought quite a bit, and legally and morally, about where the drawing line is between the public good of in the release of documents and when it becomes dangerous, when it becomes a criminal act. Can you kind of clarify where that line is?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the things about it is that there's clearly an embarrassment factor here. And the question I think people have to ask themselves is that there are within these documents and indeed within the documents which will be published over the forthcoming days, are serious issues of enormous public importance. The way in which we as a society hold our governments to account is through the media. We know that journalists, for example, in the Pentagon Papers case, hold right up to the level of the president to account by what they do. Now, we have a situation here where, for example, we learned today that the UN has been, or that US diplomats have been asked to spy on the UN. Now, we know that states, you know, spy on each other all the time. That's kind of accepted stuff. But the UN has a unique situation. It is a peacemaking organization created at the end of the last war, the Second World War. It's a humanitarian organization. Every organization that joins it not only has to sign up not to spy on it, but also when the UN was placed in New York, the United States gave specific and solemn undertakings to protect it from dissident states spying on it. And that, of course, is a matter of enormous concern. And people around the world will want to know why that is happening. And of course, it's embarrassing to have to give an account of that. But it's important that people know, because it is important to the functioning and the proper functioning of a democratic society and the UN.
Well, Mark Stevens, let me play for you a comment from Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, speaking on Fox News.
Leaking the material is deplorable. I agree with the Pentagon's assessment that the people at WikiLeaks could have blood on their hands. I don't know what the cables may say, but it's just we're at war. I mean, the world is getting dangerous by the day, and people who do this are low on the food chain as far as I'm concerned. If you can prosecute them, let's try.
Well, let me ask you, Mark Stevens, let me just give you a scenario. Should some of this information that's been released by WikiLeaks lead to an escalation in tensions, say, in North Korea? Should it contribute to the path towards war? Should it lead to an escalation in tensions in the Middle East, where Iran takes umbrage to the fact that they're talking about encouraging the U.S. to bomb them?
I understand the point.
Yeah.
The answer to it is this, that about 5-6 days now, the United States has been posturing and scaremongering and saying that, you know, people would die, operations would be imperiled by the release of these papers. They have been through the papers. They know what's there. They have been censored in such a way so that, in fact, no lives are put in danger and, indeed, no operational situations are put in danger. And once the work had been done, it was then cross-checked by the news organizations that have done this, so the New York Times, The Guardian, Le Monde, El Pais, major reputable news organizations around the world. And the same process was put in place before the release of the Afghan documents some months ago. And after that, the same allegations were made at that time. After that, a Pentagon spokesman, Mr. Lapin, said the Pentagon had no information to suggest that anyone had been harmed as a result of the release. Similarly, NATO officials in Kabul people said they couldn't identify anyone that required protection or moving as a result of the release. And more recently, US Secretary of State for Defense Gates said to the Armed Service Committee that there was no significant intelligence sources or methods disclosed in the documents. Now, this is deliberate because the papers have been gone through with a fine-tooth comb. And indeed, the United States has been offered the opportunity to go through them and make sure that there is absolutely nothing in these documents which will cause or imperil life or operational situations. There is material, though, which we should know about. So, for example, we find that in an age of austerity, when we're making cuts in health and education, with some of our soldiers, certainly British soldiers, are ill-equipped in Afghanistan, we find we're paying aid to kleptocratic dictators, and I think we're entitled to know that they're siphoning it off. Hang on a second. I mean, we had an Afghani recently stopped in the United Arab Emirates, and he had no less than $52 million in cash with him. That's a huge amount of money.
It's a huge amount of money. Stephen, you mentioned kleptocracies around the world. One of our guests earlier in the morning, Daniel Korsky from the European Council on Foreign Relations, said that WikiLeaks has not turned its attention on totalitarian regimes that could really use this kind of sunlight. Why just turn its attention on the United States and not on other governments?
I think that that is a perception that you can see in America, Todd. And I think it's because Americans haven't yet had a chance, particularly the American media, haven't yet had a chance to look at the material which is in the French-speaking press and the Spanish-speaking press. And I think that what's happening is that the material is being divided up to those which is more relevant. But I would say to you, from what I have seen, even from what's been published in the UK and in the New York Times, in the English-speaking press, it's quite clear that there are an awful lot of regimes that don't come out particularly well, including Russia, prime amongst them, I would say, but also places like Italy and other countries and perhaps more overt regimes like North Korea, which are serious problem regimes.
Mark Stevens is a lawyer who's advised WikiLeaks as a partner with Finers Stevens Innocents. He's talking about the release of more than 250,000 documents, cable messages between the U.S. State Department and other international governments and diplomats. Mark Stevens, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.